Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Connor Happer, Josh Johnson with you. Josh has the top five before we get to Steve and M. Sipple.
I sure do, Connor.
What's the topic of the day?
Been a little movie heavy this week. I apologize. We'll do some more sporty ones. I had a sporty one this week, and we didn't do the top five.
Yeah, I know. I remembered that several hours after the show ended. I was like, oh, I guess we didn't really do the top five today. I don't know what happened. We just got caught up.
Yeah, we got caught up. I believe it was a conversation about Fred Hoiberg's sustainability as basketball.
I went on my little rant.
That's okay. That's fine.
What's the topic du jour today?
Topic today is top five quarterback cameos in movies.
Oh.
In honor of 80 for Brady's release this weekend.
You're going to see it this weekend.
I'm going to try, okay? I don't know if there's a show time that will accommodate me.
I could almost guarantee that I won't. I don't know that I could fully guarantee it, but I can almost guarantee that I won't.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can absolutely guarantee you won't, Connor.
Okay.
Let's see. Before we go, I'm going to predict that you have seen at least three of these movies.
Okay. That's a high hit rate.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're gonna have a good hit rate here. Number five, top five quarterback cameos in movies.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Number five is Tom Brady from Ted 2.
Did I see Ted 2? Probably.
It's very forgettable.
I think bits and pieces I saw of Ted 2.
He also did a cameo in the movie Stuck on You.
Brady showed up in that in Ted 2 and Stuck on You.
Mark Wahlberg is trying to rob Tom Brady's house in some form or fashion.
Wow.
And he rings the doorbell and Tom Brady answers.
Interesting. Don't want to ask any follow-ups on that one.
Okay.
Brady was in Stuck on You, which came out in 2003. This is very early.
Yeah, but you know, you got Matt Damon there. He was probably very like, hey, Boston's good right now. We got to get Tom in this.
Greg Kinnear. Yeah. He was probably like, yes, I love Tom Brady. No, I don't know. I don't know what Greg Kinnear's. I don't even know where he's from.
Does Greg Kinnear love Tom Brady?
Greg Kinnear is from Indiana.
Ooh,
I don't think he cares about Tom Brady.
No, probably more of a Manning guy.
Number four.
Number four is Terry Bradshaw, Failure to Launch.
I have seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
I have seen that movie.
I didn't have you pegged as seeing Failure to Launch.
I think
you said yesterday you like a rom-com.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised. I probably have a pretty decently high hit rate on rom-coms. But more of like the bad rom-coms, you know, not the ones that everybody says you have to watch this.
Uh-huh.
Like it's a classic rom-com. Low hit rate on that. But the weird ones, yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's a weird niche for you.
What did Terry Bradshaw do in Failure to Launch?
He was, I believe, the Sarah Jessica Parker character's father Matthew McConaughey's father.
Terry Bradshaw showed up an episode of the League in the first season.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
One of the guys got his phone number and he calls him for fantasy football advice. Like, is this guy going to play?
That's exactly right. And he told him the wrong thing.
Yeah. On purpose. Because he's a jerk, that Terry Bradshaw.
A lot of football cameos in that show.
Yeah.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Number three is a football cameo I didn't know was a football cameo. Mm-hmm. Johnny Unitas in Any Given Sunday.
I don't think I've seen Any Given Sunday.
Okay. Great movie. You should watch it. Shield your eyes at certain times.
I know the speech.
Yeah. He played the Dallas franchise's coach. They didn't have the rights to the team names.
Right.
He is credited as playing opposing coach number 6.
Wow.
But he played. He's.
Wouldn't you make a bigger deal about having Johnny Unitas in the movie?
Yeah, he's roaming the sidelines for the opposing Dallas team as they take on Miami. I believe that was the last game of the movie.
Huh.
And it. I just thought it was an old guy. I was like, oh yeah, he looks like a football coach. No, it was Johnny Unitas.
It's Johnny Unitas. Wow, under the radar.
Yeah.
Here comes number two.
All right, I'm not going rogue on you. These are the two you think they are. Okay.
I'm not. I have no idea where you're going.
You have no idea where we're going?
No.
Okay.
We just got a tweet from Alan. Okay.
It's just a matter of which order they're in. Number two is Brett Favre. There's Something About Mary.
Definitely.
That role was originally going to be Steve Young's cameo, but he said, no, thank you. Not for me.
I think they got the better choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Brett Favre's current social status aside, that's a great bit.
It's a great bit.
Yeah.
It's a great bit. And a good movie. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
I just watched it a couple weekends ago. It was on one of the channels that doesn't edit their movies. I forget which one.
Nice.
But I was like, unedited, There's Something About Mary? Yeah, I'm in.
No commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good watch.
I was like, well, let's roll.
All right, so I think I know number one.
Okay.
I think I know number one.
Number one, I was born in 1985. I am very much a child of the 90s. So there's no way anything else would top this list.
Make it so, number one.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Dan Marino, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah, it has to be.
The greatest quarterback cameo in movie history.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Probably the greatest sports guy cameo in movie history, right?
Yeah, Alex Karras in Blazing Saddles comes up a lot. Any Apollo Creed?
Okay.
Did you know he was in, Carl Weathers was in the NFL?
Many people are saying this.
It counts.
I heard about this.
Lawrence Taylor was pretty funny in The Waterboy.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
It does not count.
Okay.
No.
Lawrence Taylor, pretty funny in The Waterboy.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, you had a lot of them in The Longest Yard,
yeah.
the Sandler Longest Yard.
It's not a cameo. He's the star of the movie. It's hard to find, but I would recommend the Brian Bosworth movie Stone Cold.
Mm.
It's really bad, but also really good.
How much screen time do you think Marino has in Ace Ventura?
Ooh.
Probably not much.
I mean, it's got to be less than 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, probably not much. Because I haven't seen the movie in a long time. Is he part of the kidnapping, or does he end up getting kidnapped or some point? Because they kidnap the dolphin,
yeah.
Right? But he's like, is he wrapped up in it somehow?
I think he becomes wrapped up in it at the end, because him and Ace are tied up in the, what was it, like under the dock or something? And
yeah, I remember him being tied up.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about Marino in this movie. A love for Ray Finkel, also in this movie.
Yeah.
Real guy. Definitely not a real guy.
Oh.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Great movie.
Yeah, very good. It's worth a rewatch at some point soon for me.
Streaming anywhere?
That's a good call.
A lot of people telling me Jim Brown.
Just of Jim Carrey, just with his head hanging out the window, chewing the bubble gum.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a great.
Classic look.
Yeah, classic look.
Not streaming anywhere for free right now, so I'll wait.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Good list. We will have Sipple coming up on the other side. We may hear from an old friend as well. Quickly, before we take a time out here, we have some Woj bombs out of the NBA. As you may know, the NBA trade deadline is coming up shortly. In fact, it is this coming Thursday. And guess who? That's right. You guessed it. Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving has told the franchise that he wants to be traded.
Kyrie wants to be traded? Is that what you just said?
No, this is not a show. This is not a show from
This is not a rerun?
Multiple weeks ago or over the summer. Nope, this is right now, February 3rd, 2023. Kyrie Irving wants to be traded.
Like the salmon going to Capistrano each and every year. Kyrie Irving has requested his pre-All-Star game trade.
Oh, Kyrie's not happy. It's weird. It's so weird.
Thursday's deadline, huh?
Oh, that's good stuff.
Wow. That's incredible. That's like doing it for the bit, right?
Sat out like an entire season. I don't know. What's his deal, man?
I believe LeBron don't do it is trending.
Hey, there's a little parachute. All right. Maybe we'll get Sipple's thought on Kyrie next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.